For those who prefer their cars rocket-powered, flying in high with no boost but holding on to the dream, it's Knox Phoenix and Savage coming to you live from Manfield.
Man, it's good to be back.
Yeah, it's good to still be here, like always. Someone on this podcast has missed. I don't know. What are we at now? 28? And you've only been here for 26 of them? That's not a great percentage for you. Your attendance is slacking. 26 out of 28? That's like an A minus in attendance.
It's probably worse than that.
It's 92%. Who knows how many you'll miss in the next, like, week.
I'm pretty certain that when this podcast becomes a multi-million dollar organization, that you'll own higher percentage shares than I will, which, because our share system is based completely on
attendance
to recording. Yeah, yes. Exactly.
I mean, what else would it be? I mean, we could base it off of the way we can describe the new Stranger Things show.
Well, that's coincidental, because that's actually where I was. I was in the Upside Down for Stranger Things.
Oh, yeah. So
like that's where I was.
For anybody who hasn't watched the show, it starts out and...
Yes, Savage, for anyone who hasn't seen the show, please explain it.
I'll explain the entire series to you. So it starts out and there's a boy with a soccer ball in the street.
So far, so good.
And then... he's playing with the ball, but then some aliens come and abduct him and take him away to the planet Omicron Persei 8.
Oh, you're just... okay.
And then when they get there, they start eating these things that they think are like little pieces of fried chicken. They call them poplars. But
you're describing
actually...
an episode of Futurama right now.
No, Stranger Things.
Nope.
They're actually...
you're definitely describing an
little
episode of Futurama.
Tiny alien babies. And then they revolt and come back and explode out of the human stomachs. And the little boy, he's fine because nothing happens to children in these shows. But all the like adults that ate the little babies just explode because the little poplars are pissed. And then the daddy poplars, they come and they're like, yo, why are you eating our babies? And then they're like, good job, babies, for killing everyone. And then they bring all
just a minor
humans
spoiler.
Back to
that,
Earth.
That all just happens in the first 30 minutes of the first episode.
And, oh, that was kind of a spoiler, wasn't it?
So what
it?
Did you think of just, you know, some of the generic character development in the show?
I mean, I thought it was really cool how... I mean, at first, you didn't know that the poplars were characters. And then they were characters, so they, like, developed a lot. But the little boy, there's a lot of development in his character. He started off and he was just a little boy with a soccer ball.
Oh, and
then
what did you think of 11?
And then he became a man. And then he tried to eat some poplars and then got exploded out of his stomach.
Nope, just
11? I thought it was 21. 11? Okay. 11 was pretty cool. I thought that was
my
favorite alien.
Gotcha. And what about the effects for the Upside
that
Down?
That is the poplar number 11, for those who don't know.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, what was the Upside Down?
The effects for the Upside Down? Like, how good were they? Like, that was crazy. So the Upside Down, it may like sound like they just shot everything upside down. Like the cameraman just like fell down and they were like, we have to keep recording. We only have this set for another couple hours. But actually, the entire world. Mm-hmm. So they were on a boat, a big like pirate's boat. And then they kept rocking from one side to the other, making the boat like tilt more and more.
Kind of like
and then the boat
tilted
all the way and flipped upside down. And then they were in like a completely different world. And they were, yeah. It was pretty cool. And then they had to get back by doing the same thing. Actually, I think they flipped over on accident the first time.
Forgot that it came out that long.
I don't know. It's been a while since I watched. It was probably 10 years since I watched the show.
Stranger Teens. I'm pretty sure that's a video on a lucrative website.
Stranger Teens, right?
That is no doubtly being made now because of the Netflix phenomena. But anyway, yep, that's where I was on vacation. Decided to go to the Upside Down. And, well, It's,
how'd you get back?
It's so amazing.
Who took you on their pirate ship?
To try to hear you describe the things from a show that you haven't seen. Well, you know, I mean, much it. Like in the show where there's like a tree and there's like a wall and stuff. I actually got through on a segue. Yeah. That's, I mean, it's kind of all wibbly wobbly. Timey wimey. But I'm back. And I can tell you've missed me. I've missed you.
No.
I mean, I still have yet got to hear our episode.
I missed Creo's story time. But I was surprised because I figured you would have not trusted me at all with that one. Because that was a curveball with me saying who I was going to bring in. I was going to record with our producer, Umerix, and then he wasn't going to be home for another like 3 hours. So I was like, well, I'll just do it with these scrubs. And then we were on topic the whole time, and
oh no, I'm gonna have to listen to it first thing tomorrow morning.
Podcast, and we didn't discuss rape once.
Maybe it's like
probably should.
You know how I figured sometimes you would have pulled like it fathers down already. Do that thing with their like kids when they saw turn it up, 18, just like morning, you know that one night of fun,
pleasantly.
They buy them a couple beers, and then like they just say, "All right, I'm just gonna go, like your mom and I are gonna go out to dinner." And like, you know, tonight is just like your night. You're an adult now, young man. And it's like a rite of passage you kind of thing. That's basically what that last episode was. You're a man now on the podcast, Savage, and I just don't want to know what happened, so I'm not gonna listen. But congratulations. One question. Do I have to add the explicit tag in iTunes now?
Good. I don't want you to listen. This is mine.
Well, does it have anything to do with Stranger Teens?
I mean, it depends on what you call explicit. Maybe.
Oh, gosh. All right. Well.
No, we didn't talk about the children of the corn.
Though. Glad to be back as a representative and expert in the Rocket League field then, because this, after all, this is a Rocket League podcast where we jump on Rocket League news. Boost you straight to Rocketeer, all the while scoring our amazing voices into your ear goals. I am Nox Phoenix. Oh, I see. You've just like you're the embodiment of, okay.
And I am Batman Creos, RVP, and Savage.
Well, I'll just have to use the royal you. Then,
I've absorbed like, their energy.
Talking
energy
to a crowd.
Yeah.
Y'all. But you see, that doesn't work for me. Like, I know that you're in Indiana, but Cincinnati, we just say you.
Y'all. That's the very polite way to
There's some new fun stuff going on in Rocket League, right? So, first off, the sign-ups officially opened up for the RLCS Season 2. Is it just me, or is there a longer sign-up, like, period this time?
Yeah, they did. Well, they don't close until September 7th.
Yeah, but I feel like there was only, like, 4 days to sign up last time.
Like 2 weeks? It's like 2 weeks. 3 weeks? 2.5? No, you just didn't pay attention. Because we talked about the deadline twice on two of our episodes. Let's see, it was probably episode 12.
Wow, indeed.
I can find this. ROCS. No, it was even before episode 12. Wow. What a throwback. Welcome to the past. Well, it wasn't in episode 11 either, so I'm thinking it might have been in episode 12.
Like I said, it was such a short period. This sign-up phase is going to encompass two episodes, but I'm fairly certain we were just like, last time, we were like, hey, the sign-ups are open. They closed. I can look. Oh, was it really?
Okay, so it wasn't in episode 10 either. Maybe it was in our awesome live episode in episode 9.
Really?
ROCS has a start date. Did you know what? Kings of Urban.
We joke about Moses just going from team to team all over the place. But
was it in episode 8?
Despite the less than fortunate circumstances that Exodus faced in the LAN, he's still on the team. You were just reminiscing. Here's a quick tip.
Let's focus on quick tips. Back in episode 8. I miss quick tips.
But when did it open?
RLCS details. Registration ends April 1st. Well, that was episode 7 when I saw that. We'll go back to episode 5. Ermagerd's so hype for basketball. I don't think it was in episode 5. So maybe it was just a week that we... No, because April 1st... RLCS signups open this Friday.
I'm looking at the...
Glad we didn't use dates on our outlines.
Right.
So what was Friday's date? Oh, last Saturday was March 21st. And if we released that on a Tuesday, then that was 4 days, yeah. So March 25th. So there was
detective work, Sherlock.
Only like a week. So there was, yeah, there's an extra Sherlocked week it. So sign up. Look at that. Look at that.
Yeah. And it all started with just me asking work. A simple question. Hey, didn't it feel like the sign up phase was man, longer this year?
I just Sherlocked the crap out of that.
And you ended up proving me right.
Well, I wanted to prove you wrong.
Okay.
That's what I aim for on this.
Cool.
No, I just...
I'm excited. There's been a little talk about that the signups like for this one opening up were just a little too soon. That there wasn't enough time for rosters to quite settle down yet, for people to find their teams. What do you think?
You're saying like it was too short of a time?
Not like the actual amount of time that you have to sign up, but the fact that they opened up registration so closely to the end of season one.
I think it's interesting. I think it's like, I don't know, I like it because I like going right back into it. And I think it's going to help. I figured it would help keep some teams together because they're thinking, okay, we were that close last time. And all we need to do is work on a couple things, and we're right at that level, and we just played a little bit differently in those games, and we can make it even farther. Mm. And they're right back there, and they're like, okay, so the teams that you see staying together, the ones you want to look out for. So, like, Exodus, they're not making any roster changes. Genesis...
Well, not a lot of NA teams made a ton of roster changes. I mean, the EU shuffle was quite real.
The EU did shuffle.
I mean, the EU basically... doesn't have this any of the same teams that it did before the LAN.
They have Weed and Babies.
We'll have to talk about that in a little bit.
They aren't going to be competing in the RLCS though. We talked about that last week though, so if anybody had listened to the podcast, would have known that.
You see now, there's also this perspective. Like, I don't know, this one is kind of just off of the top of my noggin. But the idea of Rocket League growing and growing and growing into a bigger and bigger esport, you know, hopefully to be comparable to some of the giants out there, the Dotas, the League of Legends, and, you know, now Overwatch, CSGO. We, most of those esports have one big annual event, right? And everyone competes, you know, to see the Dota International or the League Championship, the International Championships. What do you think that we are kind of like burning our fuse too fast by having multiple Rocket League Championship series a year?
I think that Rocket League is such a different game from those that you can have that many big tournaments and the excitement for them is still going to be just as high because it's just like how the games are different in time wise. From playing them in-game, where if you're watching a league game, that's probably going to be over in 30 minutes, maybe. But
right.
A Rocket League game, if it goes past 10 minutes, it's an incredibly hype game. And anybody can watch it and look at it and be hype about it.
Hmm.
I think that the more they're putting this out, the more they're expanding their viewership for it, and the more they're helping seed it as like an actual esport. And as one that could be
see, Savage,
one of
is the thing
most popular
I like about
ones.
You, because like I get locked in these trains of thoughts all the time, and then like you always just offer this really good alternate perspective that like I would not have thought of. Good stuff. And I think now the way that I sit at it is that quite possibly that it's what Rocket League needs now, because it doesn't have as many large prize pool tournaments that the other esports do, and so we need multiple events a year for people to keep watching. But I think in the near future, I'd like to see it to where we have an annual championship series. That way you don't have the season one champs, the season two champs, but you have the 2017 champs, the 2018 champs. And instead, all of these other like time frames where we could have major Rocket League events, you're seeing things like the Red Bull Cup or the Monster Energy. I don't know why energy drinks are the only track of mine that I have right now. But...
I mean,
yeah, you know what I mean?
I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew. No, I'm not actually. I lied.
The Razor Wildcat Rocket League Cup. $300,000 prize pool.
$5 million prize pool. Brought to you by Samsung.
Samsung.
The Samsung Tourney. That's what it'll be called.
That's actually kind of awkward because me and my team actually just signed with Samsung.
Oh. I mean, at least I still have Marsh. I mean, Kroger. So,
Kroger. That being said, are you playing in the RLCS Season 2?
Nope.
Not at all?
Nope.
No desire?
I don't have the time for it anymore.
Oh, wow. You a college boy now.
I'm a grown boy. I'm all grown up on Mountain Dew. But yeah, I don't have much time to play anymore, and I don't want to bring... I don't think I would have that full day free.
What is it, your second week of college right now?
Yeah, and I've already got...
Okay, so you're still figuring things out, because you're going to transition from, I need to get this homework done, to, if I skip this assignment and this assignment, I can still pass the class and play a couple days of Rocket League here and there.
So, I still get to play, like, a decent amount. I still play a couple hours, probably every day. I don't play with anyone anymore. I solo queue literally everything, which is kind of sad.
Why's that?
Well, I don't have a mic set up in my room, because my roommate is a interesting fella.
Oh, this is better than anything I could have asked for. Please describe your roommate.
So, how about we just start off with the first text that he sent me when, I guess, it was posted that we were going to be roommates.
Okay.
He texts me and he says, "Hey, this is your roommate next year at IU." I don't know who this is. He doesn't say his name. He doesn't ask, "Hey, is this Savage?" I mean, my other name, but that. He just says...
Well, that's what's on your license, right?
Yeah.
Your driver's license and your birth certificate.
Yeah, it's Savage Rocket League. My last name
Savage
is
Rocket League. My last name is Rocket League.
But yeah, he just like texts me like that, and I was probably sitting on my computer playing Rocket League, and I was like, "Well, that's a fun text." So I had to look up like who he was. I like looked on the IU website and found out that his name was Sam.
All right, tell us about Sam.
So Sam was never really the most social texter. He always responded with just like one word answers. He's going to be a social worker.
All right.
So I asked him why he wanted to do that, and he was like, past experiences, and that was it.
Ooh.
And then
deep.
And then, yeah, that was about as far as that conversation went. But then it was way more fun to finally meet him in person when we moved in. So I moved in. He was supposed to move in on Sunday. I was going to move in on Monday. He texted me apologizing profusely because he wasn't going to move in on Sunday and thought I was going to ruin my day. I did not. Huh. I was okay with it. But then I moved in Monday, and he said he would be there Monday, and then he did not show up and then apologized profusely about not being there because he knew it ruined my day. I mean, I was still kind of okay with it, and I was like, "It's fine. Don't worry about it, bud. You're going to be okay." But then I was starting to get my hopes up that maybe my roommate would just never come.
You'd have the room to yourself. That'd be sick.
I just have a nice little double. Or even if they find me another roommate, it's just as good. Just somebody else. But then he showed up, and then he talked to me like in conversation very much like he did over the text. He doesn't talk that much, so it's...
And you think he would have a problem with you using a microphone in your dorm room?
He throws a sly comment at me every time I turn the game on.
What do you mean? What kind of sly comment?
Like, "Oh, you're playing that game again." So I was like, you know, I'll just, like, chill on it. It's fine. So I still play it.
Do you think perhaps that this is just his way of trying to make idle conversation because he, like...
See, but the thing is...
socially awkward.
I would, like, respond to that and be like, yeah, I'm turning it back on, just playing a little bit, and, like, try to keep talking to him, but then he would just, like, stop. And then we just sit there. What you're hearing now is the amount of conversation. I don't think we've said a single thing to each other besides, like, "what's up" in the past 3 days.
Really.
So, I mean, I'm fine with it. He's a nice guy. We just don't have a lot in common, and we don't, like... We're not going to be best friends, and that's not what I was looking for with my roommate.
It's what you were looking for. You were looking for a best friend.
I was looking for someone that would live in the same area as me and not be a complete slob.
I know that you were looking for
showers.
A best friend, and I'm sorry that I haven't been around the podcast lately. But your best friend's here, Savage. I'm not going to leave you.
Yeah, I'm going to leave you.
Oh, rip.
It's over.
Boop. Rip.
That was me turning off the mic.
Oh. It's strange that I can hear you describing how you turned off the mic too.
The Discord sounds are weird. I don't know.
The Discord.
They don't work. Yeah, what do you think? Me and Sam don't really talk that much, but
gotcha.
I'm really okay with it.
It sounds like you need to turn on the mic then, because you're going to have to get some social interaction going on, dude.
You know what? I don't, because I don't spend much time in my dorm, and when I come back, he's usually not there, and then I just go to sleep, so when he gets there, I'm asleep. We just, like, don't need to talk.
What does Sam do with his free time? If he's going to judge you for playing Rocket League.
He usually just sits there.
Like, sits there and stares at the wall?
The first couple days, he sat there and just kind of like watched me. Not like watching the game that I was playing. More like sitting where he couldn't see the computer screen and just like casually looking over.
That's weird.
I mean, yeah.
You see, I see. I know what's going on, Savage. I figured it out. I've cracked this code.
My bad. Yeah.
What's going on here is you came in not caring at all about what your roommate was or who he was or what he wanted to do or anything like that. And he came in looking for a best friend, all excited for who his college roommate would be and how this domestic partnership, if you will, of a freshman year roommating was going to give him like a relationship that he would remember for the rest of his life. And
I did hear him asking the neighbor if he could switch rooms.
No, you didn't.
I did, actually. We just, like, don't ever talk, and then, like, the third or fourth day he was there, he thought I was asleep, and he walked by the room. The door was wide open. I don't know how he thought he was asleep. But he's, like, looking at the guy, and he was like, gosh, can I just live with you instead? He's probably asleep right now. Well, the door was just, like, sitting open, and I was playing music, like, on speakers.
Wait, you overheard that being said?
Yeah. So I was like, wow. Amazing. I mean, it's fine. I'm okay with it. I'm not in that dorm a lot anyways. I'm in there to sleep and sometimes eat lunch. But I did buy a 90-count bag of pizza rolls, and it's lasted me, like, a week as of now. It's almost gone. Pretty exciting. It was probably the highlight of my week.
You don't want to know what the highlight of my week was?
I don't.
The other night, I was playing some Rocket League. I'm just gonna go on. I've just accepted who you are as a person, and yeah. The other night, I was playing some Rocket League into the late hours. My wife was still in the Upside Down vacationing. I flew back early because I had to work, and so it was like, you know, it was like midnight, and I was, you know, our wonderful supporter, Pfeiffer, and I were talking in the Discord chat, and somehow Mexican food came up, and it just initiated a hunkering for some delicious enchiladas, and I began to look up if there might be any, you know, Tex-Mex or Mexo-American.
Nah, you gotta make your own enchiladas when you get to that point in the night.
Not at midnight, though.
Yeah, you do.
And so, to see if there was any, like, you know, maybe just, like, maybe if it was, like, a Mexican sports bar or something, that it would still be open that late, but there was not anything open, so
I had to settle surprising.
I had to settle for second-rate enchiladas. I was gonna go to Walmart and get some of the Stouffer's frozen stuff they just, like, put in the oven, right? So that's my plan. And I go outside, and this is where the tale unfolds, right? I go outside, and I'm about to, you know, hop into my new car, and but before I do, I hear like a chirping, like a little squeak, squeak, squeak. It's very loud. Sounds like a bird, and but it's midnight. There are no birds, so I'm like, what is this? What is this?
Yeah, birds don't exist at midnight.
They certainly don't chirp. To make you know, to add a little more to the eerie factor, at the edge of the street, looking into my yard where this chirping was happening, I could see the two glints of eyes, right, staring into my front yard.
Are these, like, aliens?
Cats. Cat eyes. It's a cat eye. Cat eyes. It's a cat.
Cat eye is a brand.
Just sitting there staring, right? Okay? And so, you know, I'm like, something is quite afoot, so I stop. I stop my process of entering my vehicle, and I just stare at the edge of my driveway, and I see a shadowy figure, right, moving through my grass, right? It's quite small. And it's like black, right? I was like, wait, is that another cat? And I see it, but I was like, it's kind of too small to be a cat. And it's like, the squeaking had stopped by this point, but like, you know, I'm very certain that this is what was causing the squeaking. And it was definitely not a cat squeaking. So I'm looking at it, and that's when I realize it's a skunk.
Oh, all right? No.
Walked within about 10 feet of me. And, yeah. I was like, okay, so that's interesting. There's a skunk in my yard. I made sure that I waited for it to clear the premises and go into someone else's yard far away before I moved and got into my car. And right as I'm about to open my door, the squeaking starts again, all right? So it wasn't the skunk.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, the skunk must have been investigating the squeaking just like the cat was waiting to do. So I get some flashlights. Thinking that there might be another skunk, I keep my distance and I walk up slowly. I walk to the edge of my yard and I'm looking to where I think the noise is coming from. But I don't see anything. But then that's when I see it. Right next to my foot, there's movement. Guess what was there right next to my foot?
A snake. Your wife.
No. No. It was
a skunk.
A wounded, fallen baby squirrel.
Aw. Did you eat it for dinner?
I had squirrel enchiladas and it was delicious. End of story. No, silly. I took a heating pad and I put it in a box. I put the squirrel on the heating pad and I covered it up and I put it at the base of the tree and I let it sit there for an hour.
You know you probably have rabies now, right?
Nope. Squirrels can't have rabies, actually.
It's debatable.
Not really debatable. This is actually the second baby squirrel that I've rescued within a year.
Wow, and Mr. Nice Guy over here.
So while I was in Walmart, I picked up some goat's milk and some whipping cream and a little bit of strawberry yogurt because that is how you make
enchiladas.
Supplemental formula for squirrels. And so I mixed up some formula for it when I got back because its mom still hadn't come and picked it up, meaning that its mom was probably dead somewhere. And I just couldn't stand the thought of that cat coming in and getting it. So I nursed a baby squirrel. You have to get up about every 4 hours in the middle of the night to feed them. And then I found a wildlife rehabber in my area, and I dropped him off the next day.
That's nice. It's a good story.
Yeah, if you want to see pictures of me and the baby squirrel, I'll post them on our website.
Okay. So, Rocket League.
Oh my gosh, yes, that's right. I just, yeah. It's good to catch up with old best friends, you know?
Did we talk about the cool, awesome announcement that came out like 17 hours ago?
We didn't.
We didn't? Oh. Well, there was a cool, awesome announcement that came out about 17 hours ago.
And that is... help me out here. I can't read your mind.
What is it? It's something to do with Rocket League.
Oh my gosh.
How about their cool, awesome announcement about custom team names and colors for private matches?
Well, hang on a second. I already could set my team name for private matches. Didn't... Rocket League has never made me choose what my team name was. I play for a team called the Boost Alchemists.
Well, you see, now when you score a goal or when you win a game, it'll say, Winner, the Boost Alchemists.
Oh, that's cool. In the game.
Just like...
I see what you're saying.
Just like what they did for RLCS, at least with the names. But now you can have your own custom colors, too. So you can play...
When
pink versus blue.
I remember
blue.
Sitting in the audience for the RLCS LAN and the first goal that was scored, it popping up and saying, you know, Northern Gaming scored, and it was like one of the coolest things. Because we're like, wait a second.
Well, it didn't say what? Northern Gaming scored because it said one of the players scored.
I think it's doesn't it? Oh, no. At the end, it definitely said winner Northern Gaming. That's right. That's right. Yeah. at the end, it said winner Northern Gaming, and then we were like, whoa, what? That's super cool. But yeah, they've released that. Oh, they haven't released it yet, but they have put that into the actual
Rumble update.
Oh, gosh.
Let's get ready to...
And beyond that, apparently, custom team colors as well.
Yeah, so now you can play purple versus pink, or light purple versus dark purple, or red versus blue, or orange versus pink, or pink versus orange...
Okay.
Or pink versus blue.
Or yeah, there's a couple pictures on the website.
Gray versus white.
Oh my gosh.
Or black versus white. Age line debate.
3 hours later. There's some pictures on the website that kind of show how this setup page works. It, in the settings for the private matches, there's just a team settings panel where you enter there's a team one section and a team two section where you enter the team name and the primary color for the team and the accent color for the team. So you do that for both teams. It's looking, you pick primary color, accent color. This looks like, because it has a car sitting next to it, kind of like you would see in the garage, that it overrides the actual selected primary and accent colors that you would have on your car when you decorate it in the garage. So, interestingly enough, this looks like it's going to be a little limiting on how players decide to decorate their cars when going into these custom-colored private matches. But that's not really a bad thing, right? Because if you see in like sports and stuff where people wear like jerseys and uniforms, costumes, I don't know. Not a big sports guy.
I mean, you're still
you don't
have...
choose like what color your jersey is, right? Like this is people suiting up for their team.
Yeah. And I mean, you're still going to have your own car and whatever like cool toppers. That's why you just got to get the cool boosts going and then throw some toppers and antennas on so you can really make your car your own.
But here's my problem. What if, right, because I just unlocked the painted dark gray tunicas. Oh, man, they look sweet.
Painted dark gray is going to look good on any color. You're going to be
fine.
Well,
no, because they're like black, right?
Yeah.
What if my team's colors have brown in it? You know you can't mix brown and black.
I do every day.
Well, I think I know what Sam's problem is with you.
Trash. He does wear rolled up jeans, so that's fun.
Rolled up how far?
Like the leg parts rolled up just so you can see like his ankles and his
just so you can see his ankles. It's because he comes from a conservative town where he wasn't allowed to show off his ankles. Savage.
Yeah,
have
now
some
he
respect.
Has a anklet.
A little dolphin on it.
I don't know what's on it actually. Looks homemade.
I'm pretty excited for this.
Yeah, I think this will be really cool. I think.
Furthermore, the actual stadium colors change. For whatever like side you're playing for, too.
So it's just like you're playing an exhibition match and you change the colors. Not an exhibition, right. But like a season mode game. Which
this
I don't...
has been requested for a long time. This actually may have been the feature that they were talking about announcing that they said everyone was super excited for because it's been a feature that everyone's been requesting for a long time. Because this was definitely requested more than Rocket League Rumble.
I mean, Rocket League Rumble has always been on the top of my list.
Shut up. What is it about your being that just has to counter everything that is being said?
I have to play the devil's advocate. You're going to be Mr. Nice Guy. I got to disagree with everything you say.
Whoever told you that you had to play the devil's advocate all the time, why didn't you play the devil's advocate with them?
Because they were the devil.
Yeah, advocate means like...
No, I'm advocating for the devil now, and he was the one who told me to. So if we could just keep going, that'd be great.
Okay. Yes. It seems like a simple enough feature. They already had it obviously in the game where you could change the colors for the stadium because the exhibition matches like showed it. So really,
and with the team names, just like it's just like they move season mode into a private match. Because if you want a season mode game, I only played some season modes when I didn't have any Wi-Fi and I was playing on my computer. But it shows like the Savage Squad one next game.
The Savage Squad.
Savage Squad.
Well, that's fun. So, all right. This week, you've been doing some crazy studying and all that stuff, but you've pulled some time away to let Sam stare at you play some Rocket League. How's Rocket League been going for you this week?
It's pretty fun. I win some games and I lose some games. I have stayed between Shooting Star Division 4 and Division 2 all week. Up and down and up and down and up and down.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah, it's exciting. I love playing solo. It's super fun. Queuing by yourself is the most fun I
can
have.
We can play together, Savage.
Nope. I usually play...
Okay.
The times when I play the most are like Tuesdays and Thursdays at like 9:30 in the morning.
Huh. That's a good time to play.
Because then like I have the rest of the day to study and make sure I'm like ready for whatever's coming up.
Do you have classes on Tuesdays and Thursdays?
Yeah. I have an 8 a.m. and then I come back and then I have an 11:15 and then I have... a 2:30 on Tuesday. So that's a fun day. It just goes on forever. But
cool. Well, have you been trying anything new in Rocket League? Anything?
Yeah. I watched a video. There's a new subreddit called Rocket League Mods. They should head over to.
Yes, I've seen it.
And it has a whole bunch of really cool stuff. And when I was watching Espeon stream for the other day, probably for the only 5 minutes I've watched a stream in the past 2 weeks, I saw him trying out this like dribble challenge thing.
Yeah,
so,
I've done it myself even.
Yeah, I got it, and I've been playing that a whole bunch. I really like the air dribble thing because I can like actually do it all. It makes me feel really good about myself. I had never beat stage 2. I was at 75 minutes on that one stage, which is like 9 levels or so. And it was the last level of it where you have to have the ball riding on top of your car the entire way. You have to take it around a turn without dropping it. You have to throw it over a wall, then catch it, and then throw it over another wall and catch it, and then dribble the ball another like half field length into the
That's
finish.
Not the last level of stage 2.
Is it not?
No, because I completed that one, and that one took me a long time. There's one after it that I could not complete to save my life.
What was it?
All right. It's a basic balance challenge. You just have to keep the ball on your car. And I thought it was an S turn, right? Because there's 2 walls that you kind of like can't see how long it is. So it looks like a big old S turn where you just have to like cut the ball left and then cut it right, all without letting it touch the ground. But it actually is like a double S turn. It is so freaking long that like I could not get it at all. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, so I gave up on that one. Maybe I'll have to cue into that one because you can skip around the levels with it. I'll have to look at it.
Sorry to have to cut things a little bit short this week, folks, but Savage got kicked out of his recording studio for where he was recording from at college, so he didn't want to record in his dorm room where Sam would just sit there and stare at him while he recorded the whole time. And also, like, you know, Sam just kind of like throws in random just like words to, like, he doesn't know much about Rocket League. He knows about as much as Rocket League as Savage does about Stranger Things, but he just comes in and just like hogs the mic. So, Savage's rented recording space kicked him out. We'll give you an extra long episode next week because of it. But I want to thank all the people tweeting about the show. The Rocket Tweeters that we have. Of course, we have several of our top Rocket Tweeters. We've got Declan Sparkling Sparling. My man. Jesper Ole, 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 son. Cal from Kansas, flying high. My boy, flying high. We got RVP. Krios, Fat Man, Squire, Soft Goat, Pixie Gang, Stereo, Stiff Wizard, Calic, Joachim, Headfurs, and Freezing Wolves. Thank you guys so much about tweeting about the show. We don't pay to advertise the show in any way, so just word of mouth. You guys telling your friends who enjoy Rocket League about our show. This happens all the time. I'll be in a game with some friends, and someone will say, you know, in the game chat, like, oh, hey, listen to your podcast. And then the people that I'm in Discord with will be like, wait, there's a Rocket League podcast, which means you guys aren't doing a good job getting the word out about this podcast. So, gotta talk to you. Here's the deal. We're going to start a referral program. You get, for every person you refer to the podcast, you get 20 Nox Bucks, and you can redeem Nox Bucks in person here in Cincinnati, Ohio for some real good rewards. We have Tootsie Rolls and some of those little sticky hands a brand new BMW. So make sure you save up your Nox Bucks and start referring people to the show. I want to thank all the people that help support the show financially on Patreon. If you are in a place where you are capable and willing and enjoy our content, you can head on over to patreon.com/LFManfield to support us. We have a couple champion patrons. That would be Matthew and Piper J. And I want to thank new all-star patron Pastronaut for hopping on and pledging $2. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. It really does make what we do possible. If we didn't have our Patreon community, we would not be able to do this. I guarantee that. So thank you. Thank you so much. We both stream Rocket League daily. I'm at twitch.tv/NoxPhoenix. You can check out Savage at twitch.tv/SavageRL. And that is everything. So thanks so much for listening. Until next week, I am Nox Phoenix.
I'm Savage.